Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Hello, the Professor Brian Haynes, and we're just seconds away from tip-off here in the second game of our doubleheader. Jackson Jets coming in, and they just need to qualify for the playoffs. I was just chatting with Coach Johnson. He said, hey, we just want to qualify for the playoffs. So they're going out and seeing what they can do to finish that goal off.
Just get to the dance, baby.
Yeah.
And, Steve, I got a pledge for you. Unlike the Jackson women and how they open, I'm going to bring some energy to this broadcast. So you better hop on because I'm ready to go.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited.
Only took you one game to get there. I love it.
Well, that last game had a lot of whistles and just drag.
Yeah, late in the game, it brought us.
That was a tough one, but I'm ready to get back up again.
I mean, admittedly, Brian, I've been working since this morning. It gets late in the day, I start to drag a little bit, so I count on the game to kind of get me through and the Celsius energy drink that I had tonight. But
some cinnamon Twizzlers or
yeah.
Whatever.
And shout out to Courtney Ivan here, the AD, our neighbor here at the table.
Yep.
She's with me, Cinnamon Twist, man. She's a fan.
Yeah.
You're the odd one out in this.
Yep, there's eight people in Jackson County that like the Cinnamon Twizzlers, and I'm with two of them.
I'm glad I found out where they stock them. I found out where they stock them. I'm going to be going back. Yeah, I have some in my drawer.
I'm sure there will still be all of them there.
Yeah, because they got to keep reordering.
Not sure. I'm going to stick with my cheddar cheese bacon combos.
Hey, those aren't bad either.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the smorgasbord tonight of our snacks. Although I still haven't eaten anything substantial that would count for a meal, I've got enough calories to last me for the night.
Sure, you're going to go pound a double cheeseburger and fries or something right after this. So
I got plans.
Yeah. And it sounds like, Steve, a lot of the area high schools canceled tonight.
Already, yeah. You're including mine.
So, yeah, I'm going to watch extra game film for our next broadcast, which is 13, Friday, Michigan Center Napoleon at the Ship.
Yeah.
And number 24,
we'll be prepared for that one.
Smith.
Looks like Jackson High, JPS, Jackson Public, all closed for tomorrow as well. So
we're here to bring you basketball action and let you know about school closings.
Yep, we get full information.
But are our school closings kind of like our statistics where they have to be considered unofficial?
No, these are all official.
Okay.
They're all official.
All right, hey, good.
Yeah, I've confirmed them to the extent that I need to confirm them so we can officially say Western, Northwest, Michigan Center, and Jackson Public are all closed tomorrow.
Well, what I can confirm is that this tip is about to go up. And we're about ready to get to watch some good basketball.
Alex Smith in the middle to tap for the Jets. And it's grabbed by KVCC. Lewis Smith comes through and gets the ball. Touched by a couple other guys, and Alex Smith gets it for Jackson. LeBron goes to Aquari Smith on the wing, moves to the top for Smith. Swings it around to LeBron on the left wing. Gets a screen from Smith into the paint. Passes out. Daniels pump fakes. Off the dribble, pull-up jumper, looked good, missed though, short, rebounded by KVCC. Jackson Callaway, 6'6", from Otsego. And the Cougars set up the offense with Kobe Clark out on the floor, working to the right wing, now looks to drive, behind the back dribble, to the top, pump fakes to three, drives into the paint, drops it off, good pass out of the baseline, challenge at the rim, good hanging shot there by Jordan Ross, and he scores it, and it's 2-0 Cougars.
And I think it's important for our first-time listeners, when you say LeBron, we're not talking James. It's Damaso LeBron from
Homer, Michigan. Yeah, Alex Daniels with a nice move to the bucket, hanging and kind of double-clutching around the defense. We're tied at 2. Daniels kind of known for that outside jumper, but showing he can score down low also on that drive. Handoff and a dribble drive into the lane, and that was just a size advantage there from the big Miles Johnson, 6'3", out of Portage, and he's a big 6'3". There's a drive from Wiles, goes off the window, and so back and forth trading shots here, 4-4, we're tied, 18:36 to go first half.
That first game, I think we'd already had three fouls called with those drives. But.
And the Cougars set up out on the perimeter near that 10-foot volleyball line. Moving to the left wing is Kobe Clark. They drop down to the baseline, back out, and coming around into the lane. A little hung up, but crosses, passes into the corner. Three-pointer is missed. Johnson into Clark. Missed the triple out of the corner. Jackson on the fast break. Wiles, reverse layup, left hand, takes it in. And Jackson's first lead, 6-4.
Again, Wiles just good at everything.
The energy and pace early here. Very up-tempo. Missed three again by KVCC. Wiles rebounds. His team leads 6-4. Into the corner. Smith alone on the break for the three. Missed it out of the corner. And again, right off his hand, it looked good. And it looked like it might even get a little shooter's roll. Smith had a chance at the rebound, but it goes out of bounds off of the Jets.
I'm almost wondering if someone didn't leave a door open or there's not a breeze flowing through here, because no way is Aquari Smith missing an open three like that without some weird circumstance.
Or if it happened just there, don't expect it to happen again. Here come the Cougars up the floor. Mitchell, right side for Clark, and then a nice feed down to Jordan Ross at 6'7". Ross has got some good length, and he moves well.
You can see
that right away. We're tied at 6. Daniels off to Wiles. He'll take a deep triple. That's off the heel, long rebound. Smith elevates, keeps it live, and LeBron seizes it. He has to float one from the free throw line. Not his ideal shot. On the rebound battle, and Ross has it knocked away by LeBron, and it goes to the wall, and it'll be KVCC ball. We're tied at 6.
Yeah, LeBron kind of pointed at Coach Johnson saying, that's my bad, he should have passed it. He's right. Smith was open in the corner, and like you just said, he might miss one. He's not missing two, not wide open.
17:05 on our first half clock. Clark bringing it up for the Cougars. Working to the left side of the floor. Reverses pivot. The big guy over there, and Jackson Callaway is 6'6 on the wing. Goes down low to Mitchell, and then he goes to Ross on the block. Turn into look, and looked like he might be shooting that fadeaway jumper. Saw a cutter on the baseline, but it's defended well. Knocked away, but it should still be Cougar ball, I think. No, they give it to the Jets.
All right.
Good off defensive the play. Yeah.
Off a paw.
Daniels to inbound. They're pressuring, so he's got no one to go into. Don't want to get that 5 second. LeBron does flash open and now brings it up the floor quickly and knocked away from behind. Out of bounds. It'll stay Jackson ball. They'll inbound from the baseline. Damaso LeBron, one of the smallest guys on the floor most of the time when he's out there. 6 foot freshman out of Homer, but he competes really well, and I love his movement. He's greasy fast.
Yeah, and I feel like his confidence grows with every game as well.
Yeah, he gets open there, takes a deep shot on the baseline. Halfway down, it comes out, and that's rebounded by the Cougars. And Miles Johnson out of Portage Northern High School.
A lot of good boys teams in the Kalamazoo area, that's for sure.
Ross will take a three, so he's showing the inside-out game there. Missed it. Rebound and nearly grabbed by Johnson, but Smith tapped it away. Smith gets it for the Jets, and LeBron coming up the middle of the floor. Damey set to check in here for the Jets. Gabe Damey missed some time with injury. Glad to see he's back available for Coach Johnson. Wiles makes a move into the paint. Goes up against 6'7", 6'6", down there, and missed the shot. And no foul. We haven't had a foul yet. Johnson on the other side for KVCC coming from the wing and misses the three. Tapped out, long rebound, and a move feeded down to Ross, and he finishes down there.
Nice pass by Devin Mitchell, who's their leading shooter, you said, but right now, good playmaking.
8-6, KVCC. LeBron, this has been nonstop action since we started, Brian. A little pressure knocked away, turnover for Jackson, and Johnson on the runout all the way to the rim, and even with Alex Smith challenging down there, he scores it, makes it 10-6, Cougars. Quarry Smith gets it on the wing. We haven't seen it in Smith and Daniels' hands much the last couple possessions, and you know those two have to touch the ball when they're down here. They're the top scoring options here for the Jets. Smith gets it away from a steal attempt out to Daniels for an open three. Short, and the long rebound shoots out of bounds, and it's going to go off the Jets. Daniels tried to save it, but it actually hit his foot.
Oh, did it? Okay, yeah, because from my point of view, I thought, oh, what a good save off the Cougar foot.
It caught the Cougar player and then went off ultimately off of Daniels' foot. 10-6, 14:59 left on the first half clock. And, yeah, action has been fast and furious. And, again, no fouls. I don't want to jinx it. I'm knocking on wood because this pace has been good. And not that they've had to overlook a bunch of fouls. I mean, they're just letting them be physical. And it's been a good, well-officiated game up to this point. As Kobe Clark really taking it to Damey there. Forced one up. Damey glad to get the run out going. Drops it off for Wiles. Makes a move to the basket. Wiles off the rim. Leaves it short off the glass. Rebound loose for a minute. And Wiles can't grab it before it goes out of bounds off of Jackson. He had both Kobe Cathy down there and Wiles and just couldn't get it. They're the hair combo here for Jackson.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Interesting hair, yeah.
Yeah. If I could grow the Wiles hair, I'd 100% do it.
Cathy listed at 6'7". On the floor now, giving Alex Smith a break. As they're without Cole and Isaiah Smith, both of their probably two most common playing big men, so they go deeper in the bench here at Jackson. But these guys familiar with playing shorthanded as Cathy blocks the drive. Damian on the run out, drops out for Smith. Pull up from about 13, and it's good. Smith elevates and shoots that jumper. 10-8, Jackson trails by two.
And boy, Cathy with a nice block, but I could hear a lot of skin too.
And oh, a near steal there by Damey. A little ball mishandle. Johnson on the wing for KBCC, moves to the middle of the floor. Tries to cross over into the lane for Wiles. In the air, spin move. Nice finish by Johnson. Good body control to float that with a soft touch. Jackson out on the run, and Wiles making a move to the basket. He stopped, has to pivot out and get it to Damey, who moves the middle of the floor to set up the offense. Dribbling to the left side, Damey to the wing. Crosses over top. Daniels coming off the screen. Faces up, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Wing for Cathy, corner for Smith. He gets a screen from Cathy, rolls, pull-up jumper, missed it off the front rim, rebounded by KBCC.
No,
Mitchell coming up the floor for KBCC. Down to the block, fader is left short, maybe partially blocked, rebounded by the Jets.
KBCC guards really putting a ton of pressure.
As Daniels goes down the lane, missed his shot, rebound, Cathy floating down, gets it out to Damey, he'll get into the air, off the window, missed, Wiles taps, still loose, and Damey chases it, saves it, oh, looks like he stepped on the sideline. Couple different tries down there for Jackson, couldn't score it, they remain 4 points behind KVCC, 12-8, just under 13 minutes to go first half, as Johnson will get a break here for the Cougars, and we'll see Andre Whiteside into the game.
Great hustle there by Damey, who ran up into the stands even trying to save that ball. I'll tell you what else is going to need a break. It's going to be your voice, because this action is definitely fast and furious.
Yeah, wait, I can get a foul, a timeout, or anything here. It's a back and forth game. Both teams playing tough D and rebounding well. Go down to the block. Well, step back, pull up, miss. Rebounded by Daniels. Shot there for Justin Davis, rebounded by Alex Daniels. Jackson on the offense. Wiles out near the mid-circle. Gets it to Damey. He'll come out there to set up the offense. 18 on the shot clock. Screen from Wiles as Damey goes left wing. Daniels comes off a screen to the top. Cathy. Nobody able to get down a low block. Mismatch there, so they want to have Cathy go down in the post. Now they switch. Daniels off the dribble. Steps back. Pull-up shot. Almost hit it, but he did draw a foul. That pressure defense, they get him off his feet. And the defender commits the foul, and Daniels will shoot free throws here. And Cathy wincing as he walks over to talk with Coach Johnston. 12 minutes exactly to go here in the first half, and it's 12-8.
8 minutes through in our first foul. Love it.
Alex Daniels, talented free throw shooter. And he hits.
When you're Jackson College and you have a short bench tonight, this is a team that you don't necessarily want to see, because the ball pressure and just pressure on the wings, you're going to have to work hard on the offensive end just to get open.
Daniels makes both free throws. He's an 87% shooter on the year, so that's about what he does most of the time when he gets to the stripe. 12-10, lead is two for KVCC with 11:48 to play in the half. Tough catch there on a baseline back cut. Good pass. Good ball movement by KVCC, and they set up a layup there for Justin Davis, 6'7 freshman out of Kalamazoo Central. Daniels out on the floor. They're pressuring him out there. He dribbles past the defender. Little push off, step back three, off the rim. Rebounded Davis. Scoots the ball over to Mitchell. Mitchell right side there for Xavier Lewis. Lewis into the paint, passes out. Clark, jab step, pull up three. No good. Rebound, Cathy has it taken away. It's loose on the floor. They dive. Davis has it for KVCC, and that's out for a three-pointer. Mitchell fires. Missed everything. Rebound saved for the Cougars. Now out to the wing. Xavier Lewis gets a screen from Davis. 8 on the shot clock. There's a 3 in the corner. Missed everything. Still loose. Mitchell's got it. 4 seconds shot clock. Pump fake. Step back. 3-pointers up. High off back rim. Missed. Rebound tapped out of bounds, and they'll say Jackson ball. That was a wild possession with a lot of offensive opportunity there for the Cougars, but they did not hit much rim on those shot attempts.
A wild possession. That's just fitting for the game so far because, this man, has this been a fast-paced up and down, and you better be ready to go. Get a little bit tired watching.
Jackson with the ball. It's Daniels bringing it up the floor. Gave Danny on the right wing. Gets a screen from Cappy. Cappy looking to roll, and they were holding him, so that'll be a foul against the Cougars. Second team foul, though, and we still got 10.5 to play first half.
And get that one on Xavier Lewis. Xavier looking about 5'5", 5'6", maybe, but strong and quick.
And that's going to be a timeout. And I can use a 30-second timeout. Let's take a breather here. And back with more on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
10.5 to play here. First half of action, game two of our doubleheader. The Jackson College men trail 14-10. You can see Kalamazoo Valley Community College Cougars. Aquarius Smith, Colby Cathy, Brent Wiles, Alex Daniels, and Gabe Damey on the floor here for the Jets. Just 7 on the roster active tonight for Jackson. Wiles on the wing looking for Damey, posting up. And he's going to get doubled down there, and so he'll hustle out. Wiles on the move. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Scoops it out to Quarry Smith. Pulls up off the dribble. Triple. Good. He was kind of short-armed that. Got that quick release off and hit it. Cuts the lead to 1.
Yeah, Devin Mitchell in his face. And Devin Mitchell is D'ing up.
Yeah.
Whoever he's guarding.
Mitchell with the ball now. Quarry Smith chasing him out. Number 15 is Andre Whiteside for the Cougars. A lot of size for the Cougars. Depth at that front court positions. And Whiteside gets in the lane. A little hesitation. Lefty hook, and it's good. 16-13. Damey near midcourt. Left wing for Daniels. Chased out there by Clark. Screen from Wiles. Slips it. Rolls. Colby Cathy on the wing. Damey on the right wing. He'll stop and pull the 3. That's off the rim, rebounded by the Cougars. 16-13, 9.5 on the clock.
Not necessarily what we see, Damey.
There was a quick 3 catch and shoot by Parker Elifritz from KVCC, and we get a whistle. I think that's going to be a timeout. Another 30-second timeout. I'll take every breath I can get. 30 seconds, and we're back with more on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
We're back. Damaso LeBron goes back into the game for Gabe Damey. Aquari Smith, Alex Daniels, Brent Wiles, and Colby Cathy. 9-10 on the first half clock. Colby Cathy on the wing. Looking to Alex Daniels at the top. Left wing now, Wiles. Goes baseline, doubled. Reach in, foul. We can get one on. I think that's going to go against Lewis. That is the call. Xavier Lewis with that foul. Third team foul against KVCC. Still haven't had a whistle. It's the Jackson Jets.
Yeah, just 3 fouls through 11 minutes, and unfortunately for KVC, Xavier Lewis has 2 of the 3.
He goes to the bench, inbound from LeBron to Wiles, now out to the deep wing for Alex Daniels. Corey Smith working to get some open space. Wiles now on the left. Cathy posted up. He'll clear out. Wiles works his way out to the top for Smith. 7 on the shot clock. Smith drives. Pull up off the dribble. Missed. Rebounded there by Johnson, and KVCC coming on the offense. Johnson down the floor. Nobody stops him. He sets out, and Whiteside knocks down a deep 2-point bucket there. Pulled it up quick and showing some inside out for the big guy there, Whiteside.
I think Jackson will be okay with him shooting that tonight.
Wiles off the top. LeBron grabs and drives into the elbow. Toulouse and Aquari Smith stepped on the sideline trying to recover the pass. 21-13. It's a 8-point deficit quickly there as Cathy goes to the bench. Alex Smith back in. The lone real big man for Jackson. active tonight. 8:20 to play, 21-13 Jackson trails. Cougar ball. It's Mitchell coming up for the Cougars. Pull up from the top of the key. Quick three. That's off front rim. Wiles rebounds. Ross back on the floor, by the way, for the Cougars. He had a nice early start to this game. 6'7", 225 out of Perth, Scotland, and played at Otsego High School. So Scottish blood on the floor tonight for the Cougars. There's a reverse layup for Alex Smith on a nice screen and roll. And a good feed cuts the lead to six with 7:45 to play in the first half.
As tough as the guards are playing defensively, they're going to have to get some points from Smith tonight.
Yeah, I think they'll have an opportunity. You really want to also get it down to him, make Ross have to play on both ends of the floor, because he's been playing really well on the offense, moving around and getting himself some good looks. Make him work on defense, too.
Got our first Jackson College foul. Blue Devil. LeBron.
Inbound here from the baseline for the Cougars. Drop it into Johnson. Hands back to Mitchell. Coming across to Ross at the elbow. Passes out to Johnson on the wing. Ross then goes down to the post. Faces up. Now back to the basket. Clears it out to Mitchell. Right wing for Whiteside. He'll pull up again. This time he made sure his feet were behind the three-point line, but missed it. Rebounded Jackson. LeBron up the left side to Daniels. Now back to the middle. LeBron. There's the left side for Daniels. Works his way up to the three-point arc. Now to the top for Wiles. Giving him a lot of space out there. LeBron right wing. Wiles at the top. He'll pull the three. Short front rim. Rebounded Mitchell. And on the run, our KBCC and Aquari Smith get tied up there in the open court. And he'll commit a foul. That's his first with 6:51 to play in the half. Jamie back on the floor.
Aquari looks a little tired right now, because I say he's working hard on both ends. Mm-hmm. And don't think he's been out yet.
No, he hasn't. Yeah. He and Daniels both in the whole time, and Wiles that trio.
Yeah. Yep. Coach Johnson might actually have to use a few timeouts this game just as breathers instead of, you know, strategic.
Nice move to the basket and off the high glass. Sherman McGinnis for KBCC. They push the lead out back to 8, 23-15. Wiles nearly lost it. Alex Smith gets the loose ball. Jackson with a second chance here, 19 on the shot clock. Damey clearing it out. Now to the top for Smith. Right wing, Aquari Smith. In between two defenders, pull up from the elbow. Shot is good, Aquari Smith. He's got that feeling that he knows they need to score points, and he's a guy who can do it. And he has to, even if he has to take it off, you know, one-on-one. 23-17, Ross comes out to the high post. Now looks to slip to the hoop. Mitchell tried to drive past Daniels. Daniels looking for the shot block. Came across with a forearm to the chest on that play, and that's going to be free throws for Mitchell.
Yeah, Steve, you mentioned it. You're right. Aquari Smith, he's got 7 points. All of them have been very contested, though. Tough shots. And he's just going to have to make some tough shots, because I don't think you're going to get a lot of open looks.
No, they're playing real aggressive defensively. And they know they can go a lot deeper into the bench than Jackson can.
Yeah, they've been doing it, too. Definitely every couple minutes, fresh bodies coming in. And Devin Mitchell, that guard looks like he could just guard you for a day and a half without getting tired.
Yeah, and I know in the pregame, I have Devin Marshall on the statistics, and we got Devin Mitchell on the we're going to go with Mitchell, but he's the leading scorer for the team at 17 and a half a game.
And if he happens to be Devin Marshall, people are listening from Kalamazoo, our apologies.
Yep. We got to make a choice, though. 25-17, it's an 8-point lead, and there's Smith again off the dribble, pull-up jumper and hits.
And again, someone right in his face, and Smith making another tough shot.
KBCC on the left corner. And now to the wing for Ross. He looks to make a dribble move against Smith. Spins, passes out. Mitchell swings it around. Clark on the drive. Back out. There's an open look for Johnson for three. No. Smith strong in there with the rebound. Gets it out to Damey. Now left wing. Daniels running. And he pulls it back out. Damey at the top. Right wing Smith looking for Smith. Alex Smith down on the block. Back to the basket, clears out. Damey looked at the three, now moves into the elbow off the dribble, and a nice pull-up for Gabe Damey. 4:50 to play. It's 25-21. Jackson hanging around here.
That's Jamie's strength, that mid-range game.
Yeah. He definitely looked more confident than when he took that three earlier. And there's a three-pointer up quickly. Offensive rebound, Ross. Kobe Clark took that shot. Gets it to Ross on the wing. Smith chasing him out there. Mitchell off the screen. Ross at the top. Jab, step, and drive into the air. Kathy goes up to challenge. Ross misses the shot, but he's going to take two free throws.
Steve, it's funny. Last night in our high school game, you talked about how times people get the ball and just dribble without a purpose and don't even bother to make a move. That time, you know, Ross got the ball, and his first was a little jab step and got Alex Smith to just bite a little and then took him to the hole. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that the young people need to do a little bit more often.
Yeah. Ross hits from the free throw stripe.
Devin Mitchell going to go get a breather for Kalamazoo Valley, and deservingly so.
Yeah, Ross averages over 10 a game here for KVCC. About six boards. But you can see, I mean, in the early going here, we've seen they've run about 10, maybe even 11 players out there, feels like. So nobody's getting huge minutes necessarily. Daniels for Jackson. Over to Kathy on the wing, back out to Daniels. At the middle of the floor, near midcourt, 4 minutes. They trail by six, 27-21. Damian on the wing. They look to drive, pulls that mid-range up again. Hit front rim, but got the shooter's roll and goes down. And it's 27-23. Jackson trailing under 4 minutes to play first half.
Two little 12-footers right in a row for Damian.
There's a move from Johnson, and Kathy leaning on him. He's going to get a hand check call. And he did get, he got beat there, and he was just trying to stay in the play. You don't want to foul, but you got to have that help defense come for you. Kathy will go to the bench with two fouls, and that'll get Wiles back in. And so we noted not that long ago, Jackson had no fouls since they've gotten five pretty quick succession here.
And just being a step late.
And again, that can come from all these guys having played so many early minutes here. And there's a cut. Down to the basket, a good feed, and Clark, patient down there, finishes it, even with big Alex Smith coming in for a shot block. Damian with the ball, 3:29 to go in the half. Jackson trails 29-23. Daniels, finally an open look for three. It goes a little strong. Smith rebounds. Alex out to Aquari, and now Gabe Damian at the top. Aquari Smith on the wing. Screen from Alex Smith, and the defender slips right under it. Wiles swings it around to Damian, left wing, top of the key for Alex Smith. Dribbles right side, Daniels. Drive into a double team, clears it out. Smith alone, Wiles at the wing. Aquari Smith will take a three. Little deep, but open and missed it. Under 3 minutes now, 29-23. Jackson empty possession there. Johnson quickly up the floor in a crossover, and he's get bumped, and we'll get a foul against Alex Daniels.
Steven, that last possession we saw both Daniels and Aquari Smith miss what we'll say is open threes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because in a game like this, when everything's so contested, you finally find yourself open and it almost freaks you out a little bit.
Yeah. Timeout on the floor here, 60-second break, and we're back with more 29-23 Jackson Trails on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Right out of the timeout, we get the inbound under the basket for KVCC. And a drive from Ross, passes into the corner. Clark pump fakes a three. Now to Ross, he goes baseline, gets past Smith. Opposite corner, Mitchell eventually wide open on the wing, and he'll knock down the open triple. 32-23, it's a 9-point advantage for the Cougars with 2:34 to play first half. Damey working up the right sideline. Setting up at the wing. Smith comes off the screen, Damey. Goes out to Alex Smith, now to Wiles. Right wing for Damey. Goes the opposite of the Alex Smith screen, gets into the lane, little fading floater from there, and Gabe Damey continues to score off the dribble here. 32-25.
Three pull-up jumpers all inside the lane for Damey.
And there's a Clark, goes right past Smith, but Damey jumps right in the passing lane and steals the pass. LeBron up the floor quickly, Damey at the wing into the corner, Quarry Smith was alone for a moment, goes off the dribble and shoots instead. And so another jumper knocked down Aquari Smith, 32-27. They cut it back to five.
It's almost like Smith said, you know, I'm not guarded well enough yet. I'm going to dribble into it where somebody can be in my face, and then I'll bury it.
Johnson now with the ball for KVCC, working kind of a two-man game there with Ross. Ross gets out to the elbow, passes out to Johnson. Skip it over here to... That is Mitchell. Mitchell goes to the top. Ross on the roll. Alex Smith comes in and knocks away, but it knocks it right to a KVCC shooter. Parker Ellifritz hits the triple.
Ellifritz, two for two, both from downtown.
Lead goes out to eight for the Cougars. We get a foul on the ball handler, and that's going to go against Kobe Clark on KVCC. So with a minute 15 to play, 35-27, the score. Alex Smith gets a breather. Kobe Cathy back on the floor. He has two fouls, so he's going to have to be careful while he's in there.
He sure is, because they're going to run out of bodies. They're shorthanded and playing a tough team.
Danny takes the inbound in the backcourt over to Wiles. Makes a move to the basket. Had to shoot that up high as Johnson went up to block the shot. Missed it. Ellifritz on the run out. He'll stop and pull that three. He's two for two. Heat check there. Missed it, but the rebound drops right into Davis' hands for KVCC. And 37-27, push the lead out to 10. And there's going to be a foul against Ellifritz trying to hang down and pressure the inbounds pass. 57.9 to play here before we hit the halftime. 37-27. And full court pressure here from the Cougars. Inbound gets to Damey. They try to double. He gets it out to Smith, and now Jackson running. Wiles on the side. He likes to go in that baseline. Gets in the air. Blocked. Davis gets the loose ball. Now it's a fast break for the Cougars the other way. That's Johnson on the run. And he'll lose it out of bounds. But it'll stay Cougar ball off the Jets. Last touch. I want to say it was Damey.
It was good hands by LeBron, too. He kind of reached in there and poked it away. Didn't give up that easy layup.
They floated into Davis deep, now left side for Clark. And now we get an illegal screen against the Cougars. And who did he call that against? Number three, so that's going against Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell. Mitchell's telling the official that's a bad call. I don't know if the official has to take that or not.
He did. 37-27, Jackson down 10, 33 seconds. Damey coming across the floor. Right in the middle, left wing for Aquari Smith. Coming out to Kobe Cathy at the top. Smith looking to back up, maybe set a screen. Cathy, crossover into the lane. Back out and clears it to Damey. 10 on the shot clock. 17 on the half clock. Damey into the air, has to force that one up. Missed, and the rebound goes to the Cougars. 8 seconds. Quickly up the floor, dropped it off for Johnson. Gets in the air, scores it. We're going to foul against Wiles on that one. He's not going to like it, but Johnson made it, and he's got a chance at a three-point play.
They're going to get Brett Wiles on that one. And Johnson, I'll tell you what, he's got a strong, it's kind of that wiry strong body.
Yeah.
He's got some hops, and he's a nice player.
So they got him listed at 6'3", 175. I'd be shocked. That before he started lifting?
Yeah, he does look a little stronger than that to me.
He's got a deep knee bend on his free throw. Yeah. Comes off front rim, though. Cathy rebounds. 39-27, 12-point lead with 2 seconds. Damey flings from just over midcourt, missed it, and at the buzzer. That's our halftime score, 39-27. KVCC in control here. And, you know, we've seen Jackson play shorthanded, actually most of the year. This is the first time they've looked a little fatigued late in the half, and I think that's due to KVCC's ball pressure on the defensive end. They've made them work for every pass, every inch that they've gotten. And really, Aquari Smith has dealt with it better than anyone else, going off the dribble a little bit, pull-up jumpers with a defender in his face and still able to hit that. And that goes back to our pregame. That's a pure shooter right there and a scorer.
Yeah, and it's funny because sometimes you play a team that's really good offensively and you know you got to work your butt off on the defensive end. But, boy, when you got to do it on both ends, when you got to work just as hard on offense to try to get open, that's just a tall order with J.C. have 6 or 7 healthy bodies today.
Seven.
And one, what we'd say, is true big.
Yeah.
Alex Smith, that's about it, right? So people are having to, you know, chip in with the boards and stuff, too. So tough order tonight for JC.
Yeah, tall order, and really that's kind of, chatting with Coach Johnson, that's kind of the look that they're going to have the rest of the way. So, I think, like I said, I think they're used to it. I think they're used to playing with short-handed bodies, and I think Aquari Smith, Alex Daniels are kind of, they're used to playing most of the game, if not the whole thing. But just seems to be taking its toll a little more tonight than it has more recently. Let's take 3 minutes while we're here on the half. 39-27, Jackson trails by 12 at home. And we'll get the numbers for you when we come back and set things up for the second half here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half. Jackson trails 39-27 at home here at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Cougars out to a lead here, playing well, and really, Brian, spreading it around. And as we were kind of just chatting off the air, they don't seem to have a lot of weaknesses. They don't have any players that get out there and you're saying, you know, that's a drop-off in talent. Seems like everyone they send out is playing well. And what a luxury to have if you're Coach Jim Horn. So I'm not sure who's going to start tonight because I got a lot of good players, and they are going deep into the bench, a little extra here maybe tonight to keep Jackson, you know, having to have to run around and wear themselves out.
Well, the defensive intensity is impressive, and the intensity that we're seeing even on the bench right next to us is impressive. There's three assistant coaches, and, you know, they're up and yelling at everybody, get up on the ball. You know, I mean, it's a team full of energy.
Yeah, it's been frantic. 10 players that got action in the first half for Kalamazoo Valley, and they shot nearly 50% as a team. 3 for 14 from beyond the arc, and so if you're Jackson, you at least like that and hope that that can kind of continue. But Jackson losing the rebounding battle 23-16, and I think that's hurt them a little bit with some extra opportunity on the offensive side for the Cougars. But, yeah, 10 players saw the floor for the Cougars. 8 players scored.
Right, yeah.
Meanwhile, Jackson, a couple things that struck me right away, Brian, is Alex Daniels 0 for 3 from beyond the arc and just 1 for 6 shooting. And he had a trip to the line, so he's only got 4 points. They need to see that change in the second half and get Alex Daniels open so he can knock some stuff down and contribute in the scoring. Quarry Smith led the team with 11 points, and he did it on 5 of 9 shooting. He was just 1 for 3 from beyond the arc, but we saw him going off the dribble and pulling up some 2-point shots. And if that ends up being his game throughout the second half, so be it. That was one of the good bright spots in the first half for Jackson.
Yeah, Kalamazoo Valley doing a really good job of running the JC guards off the three-point line.
Yep.
You know, they know. They've scouted them. They've seen them. They know they can't let Aquari Smith and Alex Daniels just sit back there and snipe them from the three-point line. So they're making them do it the tough way.
Yeah, so that's my quick takeaways from the first half. Alex Smith with 11 to lead Jackson. And you got Johnson and Ross with 8 each for Kalamazoo to lead them in scoring and rebounding. Again, it's kind of a team effort there for KVCC. The leader is Mitchell with 5, but you got 4 from Davis, 3 from Clark, and 3 from Johnson. And then you look at Jackson, and it's the two bigs, Daniels and Kathy. And I say Kathy is a big because he's tall, but he's really a wing player. But 11 rebounds between the two of them, and then spread out the rest. But Wiles with only 2 rebounds is surprising to me, but we'll see what changes in the second half.
Yeah, and you met Alex Smith with 6 boards. You know, he's kind of the lone true big and doing a good job in there battling. But, yeah, and Kathy not ever really on the floor with Smith.
Right.
One or the other. So whether it's Kathy or Smith out there, they're kind of on an island on the boards.
Yeah, and this is a Cougar team that is crashing.
Oh.
And we're seeing 3, sometimes 4 guys out there that are hitting the boards against one, maybe 2 Jackson Jets. And again, it's part of just the way things set up, but I think Jackson, to me, this is the first time I've seen them look like maybe a little fatigued. And, you know, you would expect it to kind of pile up playing shorthanded week after week that eventually, yeah, you're going to see a game where the legs just don't want to keep up. The mind is willing, but the body is not. So we're at the half here, 39-27, Jackson trailing. And we'll take a three-minute break here in halftime, and we'll come back and set things up for the second half of action. Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, just a couple minutes away from tipping things off. Want to remind everybody that the college basketball bracket contest, March Mania, is up at foxsports1019.com, so you can get registered now before making your picks next month. Give yourself a chance at $10,000 cash for a perfect bracket. We're going to have local prizes galore for second and third. We've got sponsors lined up, including Kettlebell Hotspot, Bud Light, and others. So get online, it's foxsports1019.com, and you can register now.
My advice, just get registered. Don't try to make your picks now. You'll struggle.
Yeah. It'll be difficult. Yeah. The deadline for making your picks is March 17th at noon, and, of course, Selection Sunday coming up and all that stuff. And listen to all the action, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, for the NCAA tournament, including the those first four games or whatever they call them now.
The play-in games.
They used to say play-in. Yeah. Are you allowed to say that now?
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because that makes them seem
makes
like they're
seem
not,
like they're
part
not
of
actually in the tournament field, but it's, yeah.
Hey, there's been the winners of the play-in games have done quite well these last couple of years. At least twice, I think, teams making it to at least a Sweet 16. So
yeah, I think
the play-in game.
Who was UCLA last year who eliminated, I want to say, about three teams. They went deep.
Yeah.
I think including the Spartans, I want to say.
Well, UCLA made it all the way.
Like, yeah, I mean, they I want to say they were in the play-in. I want to say they were in the play-in
I think
game.
So, too.
Yeah.
I think the year before, maybe VCU made a run.
It can matter. Those games matter. Yeah. And certainly they can be a part of it. So, yeah, just a... Check it out, foxsports1019.com. Get signed up, and thank you to Kettlebell Hotspot, Bud Light, and all of our sponsors on that.
Do you think anybody's even going to be able to pick the Michigan Wolverines to win a game? Will they make it to the dance?
I think you and I already talked about this, and I think I took them to not make it to the dance.
Yeah, and I think it's going to come down to the Big Ten tournament's going to be big for them. They're going to need to probably be a situation where they might need to win two games or something to get in.
They got Iowa tomorrow night, 6:30 on 970 AM, 101.5 FM, with a 6:30 broadcast, 7 o'clock tip-off. So their next chance to get a W and see if they can't get themselves closer to a tournament berth.
It's the fun thing about the Big Ten. You know, when you play a game, it's going to matter.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be good.
Yeah, it's a deep conference, and every year lately it's been, you know, you get a handful of teams, not just the top two or three. You're looking at maybe seven teams annually from the Big Ten, and deservingly so, because they're beating each other up all year. Although I don't think they had a really good tournament record last year, although I can't recall specifically. 20 minutes on the clock. Jackson ball to start the second half. 39-27, they trail. Starting lineup on the floor for the Jets.
The Jets trying to get into the tournament themselves, and coming back from this deficit, pulling out a dub here would be a good step.
Alex Daniels, just 4 points in the first half, 1 for 6 shooting. He's got the ball now. Alex Smith on the wing. Left side for Wiles, and he looks to drive. Gets it out to Daniels. Pump fakes a three. Gets down the baseline, out to Wiles for his shot. Off the rim, missed, and rebounded Ross. Smith knocked it away. It's loose. Wiles will grab the loose ball. Alex Smith creating an extra possession here for the Jets. Daniels on the wing. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it to Wiles coming around. He looks to drive against his defender. Gets down deep. Lefty shot up on the rim and goes down. Nice move by Wiles to switch hands. Going in against the taller Jackson Callaway.
Just that craftiness that Wiles has shown us game in, game out.
Cuts the lead to 10, 39-29. Mitchell working against LeBron. A little screen and roll with Ross. Passes a little awry. Ross makes a move anyway into the air against Smith. And he's able to keep him from scoring, but Ross is going to go to the free throw line.
Alex Smith's first foul for Jackson College.
Jordan Ross shoots about 69% from the line on the season.
Well, he's due to miss one of these two then, because he's 2 for 2 at the moment.
First one is not the one he'll miss. 40-29, Cougar leads.
This will put him at 75% for the game, right at his average.
Deep knee back. Shots away. Nothing but net on that one for Ross, so he'll have to miss later. Right now 100% from the line, and his team leads by 12. A little full court pressure. They inbound to Daniels, and he comes up limping a little bit out of that. Wiles dribbles through the lane, now out to Daniels. Daniels creating some space, now dribbling against the defender into the lane, floats one, and puts it off the window from that straight on. That's a tough shot, but gets it to go, and it's 41-31.
Yeah, they're going to score. They're going to have to do it in with contention.
And there's a little fake drive there from Miles Johnson. Now gets it out to Clark on the wing. Hands off to Mitchell. Pulls up the three right off the handoff and hits.
It's a quick trigger right there from Mitchell.
Inbound to LeBron. Double team. Gets it away to Daniels. And, yeah, Cougars continue to get after it with a little full court pressure. Wiles onto the corner, crosses over, gets in deep, goes up with the lefty off the window. And again, crafty finisher inside, cuts it down to 11, 18:05 to go in this game. Clark looks at a three, dribbles in, passes out Mitchell, drives past LeBron. Good defense by LeBron to make it tough, but still a good finish by Mitchell off the glass, 46-33.
I like Mitchell's game both on both ends of the floor.
Alex Smith gets it to Wiles on the wing. A couple buckets in the second half for Wiles. To the top for Smith. Ross giving him space. Smith will fire. Missed that. Kind of bad. It was a couple steps behind the arc, but uncommon miss there for Smith.
He hesitated.
Team trails by 13. Mitchell into the lane. Pulls up from the free throw line. Scores it, and that's going to get a timeout from the Jets bench. 48-33. Let's take a 60-second timeout. 17:25 to play when we come back on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Out of the timeout, Jackson drives it down. Aquari Smith missing a little pull-up jumper and then getting his own rebound on the putback. He's fouled, so free throws coming for Aquari Smith. First one is good. Quarry Smith takes the ball from the official. A little dribble. Shots up, and he missed that one. Smith rebounds. His putback blocked away by Ross. Smith did kind of fade on that instead of leaning in, but Jackson will keep it after that offensive rebound. 48-34, they trail. 17:06 left in the game.
If you're wondering why Smith is doing so much, we have two of them. We have Alex and Aquari.
Yeah. Aquari's got it here out at the top. Daniels coming off a cut, drives into the lane, pulling up off the dribble, and some contact. So Daniels will go to the free throw line, and that's going to go against Ross.
So Ross picks up two quick ones within about 11 seconds of one another, but he's only has two for Kalamazoo. Kind of rhymes.
Daniels, I think he got a little roll of the ankle earlier, so I don't think he's moving at 100% speed, but he hits that free throw.
Yeah, this is a game where Coach Johnson just tells him, I'm sorry, guys, you don't have the luxury to be injured today.
Yeah.
You got to play.
Can you walk?
Yep.
Can you run a little bit? Yeah. He hits them both, cuts the lead back to 12. Sorry, that was our halftime deficit. Miles Johnson in the lane. Nice spin movement. Good body control again. I've seen Johnson do it a couple times where he gets done with that spin. Finds himself in the exact right place to finish off. And 50-36 our score. Left side for Daniels. Met out there by Clark. Driving into the lane. Passes out Wiles. Take it from the corner. That's long. Alex Smith rebounds. Pushing against Ross. Lost it and stepped on the out of bounds line. And that's a turnover for the Jets.
Wiles did that thing that neither one of us are fans of. Just the hesitation and, yep. You know, if you're going to shoot it, shoot it. Got to have some rhythm.
That's, yeah. And it doesn't just come from, you know, catching and shooting right away, but that little hesitation then and then shooting it again doesn't necessarily give you much rhythm. Clark working around outside for KVCC, fired up from the bench, getting out there with the instruction. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Out to the top, and that's Sherman. Makes a move, stops. Good shot with the shot clock winding down. Sherman McGinnis on the score for KVCC.
And we know Jackson College needs a couple stops, but it's just been tough to get them.
Quarry Smith with a catch, and he had to kind of shuffle to set his feet, so lost his rhythm there, missed the shot, and KVCC on the run out. Johnson, nice move behind the back all the way into the lane and scores it. And another timeout for the Jets. And with 15:32 to play, a timeout here. We'll keep it here.
Steve, you can just see body language different. You know, Jackson College right now looks like they've been in a bar fight, right? They're coming over just exhausted looking and tough with just seven bodies, whereas Kalamazoo Valley with a 18-point lead and just a lot of enthusiasm and high fives going around and the coaching staff's going nuts. There's a difference right now.
More basketball coming up this week on the radio, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. On Friday night, Rugged Cascades Conference. The second battle for second place, Michigan Center Napoleon out at the Pirate Ship and the Jim Dutton Court. And we'll see the rematch here. Napoleon got the better of Michigan Center their first round. Michigan Center would love to get one back at their gym, so you got to go on the road tough to win out there. It's going to be a exciting area.
That battle will determine who gets to wear the home jersey in the first district game.
There you go.
Because it sure looks like with the seedings that they'll be playing each other in round one. There's only a five-team district there, so they'll be at the bottom of the bracket playing one another. So whoever wins tomorrow gets to wear whites on a Wednesday coming up. What do we have? Two more weeks of regular season?
Basically, I think the final regular season games are March 3rd, and the district starts on the 7th.
Okay.
District tournaments do so.
We'll be there, right? We'll be calling some people can listen to us.
Yes, we'll be there. We'll have a lot of district basketball coverage that week, and hopefully some girls regional the same week also.
Although, aren't you going on vacation?
15 and a half to play here. Jackson gets the inbound. A little full court pressure here from the Cougars out of that timeout. Damey gets it up left side for Aquari Smith. Dribbles in now, pivots and moves back out to Damey. Daniels at the top, five, six steps behind the arc. Now Alex Smith comes out to get it. Looking for Wiles, nothing there. Aquari Smith coming out off the screen. Eight on the shot clock. Wiles makes a move, steps, a little fader, halfway down and comes out, and that's rebounded by Mitchell up the floor. Left side for Miles Johnson into the corner. There is McGinnis, and his shot is off. Rebound to Damian. It's a long rebound. They're running with numbers. Wiles out to Daniels. He's getting a brief look at it. Fires the three short. Alex Smith alone for the rebound. Reverse layup goes. And Alex Smith with the offensive putback. 54-38. 14-39 to play.
Jackson moving the ball so well, but KVC's defense is so smothering. Just can't shake him.
Mitchell double teamed down to Ross on the baseline. He'll pull up that little 10-footer, knock it down. Inbound to Alex Daniels, 56-38. And now a little blocking foul on the pressure there with Clark guarding Daniels. And you know, Brian, it feels like it just kind of plotted to that point, but 56-38, where was a bucket away from being a 20-point game? And, you know, it felt closer than that for a while, but KVCC has been continuously scoring and keeping the pressure on Jackson.
Yeah, you know, that's a good example. Kobe Clark just fouled, but I'm hearing the coach yell to him, good job. You know, he's still just working so hard. He's okay with a foul, and that kind of culture breeds what you're seeing out here on the floor or listening to.
Aquari Smith to Colby Cappy in the game. Damey off the screen. Pump fakes the three, drives into the free throw line area. Pull-up shot comes off the rim. Rebounded by Mitchell, looking to run right away. Left side for Kobe Clark. He stops now. Whiteside coming down and makes a little jab step move. It takes an extra step. Call for the turnover. Traveling.
it's one of the first just mistakes that Kalamazoo Valley has made just kind of on their own tonight. Jackson's going to need them to make a few more if they're going to claw their way back into this.
13 minutes, 53 seconds, and an 18-point deficit. Jackson with the ball. Danny coming up the floor. Daniels, deep left wing. Puts it on the deck, back to the basket, in the corner for Wiles. Passes out of there. Aquari Smith at the top. Right wing for Kathy. Now Daniels off the screen. He's open briefly for three. No, short. Kathy rebounds. Jackson into the corner for Aquari Smith. Tries to go cross-court to Damian. It's out of his reach and a turnover for the Jets. 56-38, they trail and turn it over there.
Man, you have to work so hard that when you make a turnover like that, it almost makes you just angry as a player because you know that everybody's running around. And credit to Jackson, they're not quitting. They're still running really hard and still working hard.
13-16. I think they feel like there's still time, and they know they can get hot from the floor. Daniels and Aquari Smith both. So, you got to be out there with some optimism and feel like we just got to get a couple of these threes to go, and that momentum can come right to our door and carry us for a while, and maybe even add a little extra juice into those legs that probably feeling it, having played the whole way for Daniels and Smith both.
And Wiles.
And Wiles, he did get a break at one point, but he's been in there for a long time. Near turnover for Jackson, but they get it back. Damian out of the corner, out to Aquari Smith. Looking for some space, drives past. He goes off the window. That's a nice drive and score by Aquari Smith. He's just got that touch where when it comes off his hand, it looks like they're always going to hit the right spot on the backboard or the rim. And there's a little dribble drive into the lane. Kind of a sweeping scoop there from Parker Elifritz, and he scores it. Back the other way, Aquari Smith gets into the air and scores. Well, back and forth here for this last couple minutes. 58-42. And Mitchell's going to get a backcourt violation. I think he was in the air, hadn't established himself.
He was in the air. He had not established himself.
12-18 to play. Turnover here by the Cougars. 58-42 the score. Jet ball. Damie on the sideline. It's Damie, Aquari Smith, Kobe Cathy, Brent Wiles, and Demasa LeBron back on the floor. He gets a screen from Wiles working on the left side. Now to the top. Aquari Smith. Ooh, he had some rhythm. Didn't take the shot, but he gets to Cathy on the wing. Now down to Damie. He was all alone for a moment. Double teamed. A little fader in the lane. Missed. Wiles taps. And the putback's good. Cut it to 14. 11:56 to go.
Wiles hanging in there. 6 points this half.
Working around the perimeter. Elifritz on the left wing. He will shoot that three. He's hit a couple of them. That one doesn't go down, but it looks good for a moment. Damie rebounds. Looking up the floor. Gives to Cathy on the left wing. Now to the top for Damie. Calling for the screen. Tries to run his guy off. Damie gets past him into the lane. How did he get that scoop to go and draws the foul? He was kind of sideways, scooping it reverse style, just over the rim, and as he goes down at the end of the play, he's going to get a free throw.
Yeah, I didn't know if he came up a little limping too, but again, technical foul here.
Foul against KBCC. So as the lead gets cut to 12, we got a free throw coming for Damie, and then a couple technical free throws and another possession here for Jackson. So 58-46.
I'm kind of enjoying the banter between Elifritz, who just got the technical, and the coach.
And the technical free throws, Aquari Smith rattles the first one in, but it counts. Swish or rattle. The point counts the same. Nothing but court on the next one.
Quarry probably just happy to get a 10-second break.
Yeah. So the result of two free throws made, it cuts the lead to 10, and we can cut it to 9 with Damie at the free throw line.
And a sight I don't want to see as a person rooting for the Jets is And that's Miles Johnson checking back into the game because he's just been destroying the Jets today.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys we've seen who go coast-to-coast as quickly as him and entirely under control. And he liked that with about 6'4", 6'5", size. Like I said, he's listed at 6'3". There's no way. He's taller than that.
You need to go try to post him up when the broadcast is over.
Cut the lead to 9, though. It had been almost at 20 not that long ago. They cut it in half with a nice stretch here. And Johnson on the drive gets into the air. Kathy tries to block. It's loose, and Damey goes to get it. Aquari Smith's got LeBron out on the run. Into the air, one-on-one. Scores it in the foul! Damaso LeBron chased down there by Xavier Lewis. Gets into the air, able to make the shot and draw the foul. It's a 7-point game. He can make it 6 at the line.
LeBron doing a great job using his body and then drawing Xavier Lewis's 4th foul, which they're deep at the guard position, but
yeah,
still... Anything that's positive that can happen to the right. Jets right now will take. Say,
they are deep there, but maybe not as deep as they used to be. Missed the shot, rebounded by Whiteside. Gets it out to Mitchell. Coming up the floor for KVCC. Steps back, pull up 3. He's going to miss that. We'll get a whistle. And they called it on Damian. That was... And Damian's saying the word that I was going to say. That was an acting job.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
The official went with it, though. So that's 3 free throws for Mitchell.
You know, one, it was a tough because I just don't know that it was a foul. Two, it was a quick shot and something that Jackson, when you're down by 7, that's something you want. And you didn't have to expend all that defensive energy. You're going to get the ball back. Instead, you're probably going to lose 3 points and it's going to probably go back out to 10 again.
Mitchell, this is about 63% from the line. 2 for 2, though, at this trip. So that'd be the one.
And he's 4 for 4 for the evening too. So we might just have to throw these percentages out the window tonight. Kalamazoo Valley's coming to shoot free throws.
10:53 to play. 60-51. Make it 61-51. Push the lead back to 10. And I get a timeout from the KBCC bench. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break from the broadcast. 61-51. The score on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Inbound goes to Jackson, and it's Damey with it. Full court pressure here from the Cougars. Now they back off. 61-51, Jackson trails by 10. LeBron on the wing. Ooh, had Aquari Smith cutting under and gave up on him too soon because he was wide open. Down on the block. Damey now outside the arc on the right wing. Wiles now back to Damey. He's going to drive through the paint. Pass out to LeBron. Damey, with the shot clock winding down, has to pump fake one. Rebounded Wiles. Putback attempt no good from point blank range. And that was Kobe Clark out ahead of everyone. And he'll lay that up. Makes it a 12-point game once again. Back to our halftime deficit. Jackson, I guess you can take some solace in playing him even here halfway through the second half. Down to Wiles on the block. Out to Damey. He's alone. Shoots the 3. No. Rebound. Good box out. Whiteside. KVCC with a 12-point lead in the ball. Under 10 minutes. Mitchell coming up the sideline. Good screen and slip there for Ross. Finishes at the bucket. And LeBron coming through to block the shot. Doesn't get it. And he does commit a little foul. Just a tap, but enough to get the whistle. And so a 14-point lead could go to 15 with Ross at the stripe. Stay tuned following our game broadcast here. We'll take you to the conclusion of the Pistons game tonight. I don't know how much we'll have left there, but...
But that won't be you and I calling that.
We're not calling that. Okay. Not tonight. Also, I get a score update from GOC sending it along. What's going on over at Rutgers? 62-44 lead over Illinois with 4 minutes to... Or excuse me, 5 minutes to play.
Rutgers has a talented lineup.
Yeah.
Just now putting it together.
Missed free throw, rebounded by Jackson. On the run, Aquari Smith ahead. Sidesteps the defense. Great move and a great finish by Aquari Smith. 65-53. 9.5 to play. Miles Johnson going down to Ross. Working against Wiles. Has to pass out of there to Mitchell. Outside the arc. Going back to Ross. That's stolen. Damey with a loose ball. No numbers for Jackson. We're still going to try to run. Gets past his defender into the air. A little bump. And Damian goes down hard again. Free throw's coming. They'll call that on Whiteside. And really, Whiteside, his hip happened to be out. I don't think he checked him or anything. But
yeah, Whiteside was on the wrong side. It wasn't the Whiteside.
65-53 with a 12-point deficit for Jackson and Damian at the line. 17th foul against KBCC in the second half. And I just missed free throw there for Gabe Damian.
Damian come out and hit four little mid-range jumpers, but just having a hard time getting things to fall from the free throw line or the three-point line.
And both of those are missed. Rebounded by Whiteside. Gets it to Mitchell, 9:15 on the clock. Clark goes right into drive. Tries to drop it off for Ross. It's loose. LeBron gets it out to Damian. Aquari Smith on the run. And he stepped on the sideline trying to take off. He had that rear foot went back a little too far, and he caught some sideline.
You know, I see that a lot, even just watching games on TV, like college games. You see people step out of bounds on that sideline, baseline. And I think, you know, with the added distance from that three-point line, people are just enough start, yeah, just enough outside to where that back foot hits it when you take off.
Under 9 minutes now, 65-53. And the pace has really come down here. Certainly with KVCC, they're running kind of a half-court set. Clark drives out to Ross. He's open. I think that's going to be a long two. Missed anyway. Wiles rebounds in between a couple Cougars. Wiles dribbling up the floor left-handed. Now out to Kathy. He'll pull that three-pointer. Oh, up high on the rebound. It's loose for a moment. Grabbed by Miles Johnson, and he'll continue running. Kathy comes down to pressure, and he leans on him a little bit. We'll get a foul against Kobe Kathy.
Tell you what, if he doesn't foul, Miles Johnson's going in for a layup, so probably a good foul.
8:29 remaining, 65-53. Davis back into the tilt for the Cougars. Give Ross a breather. Ross has that kind of like the Spanish guy from the Lakers.
A little Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol.
Yeah, he does.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's into the corner. Mitchell for three. Long rebound grabbed by Damian on the run. Out to LeBron, who's streaking up the floor. Goes reverse layup. Swoops past the D and scores it. Cuts the lead back to 10 with 8:08 to play. Screened by Davis for Clark. Out to the top for Mitchell. Little jab step drive into the air. Got stuck there with nowhere to really go. Good defense. Damian throwing up the floor to Smith. It's intercepted, but goes. Oh, they say saved it. Wiles will get it. I thought that was a foot on the line over there. And now Davis rips it away from Wiles, and we get a travel against Davis going to his side. He's first time he's ever seen someone get called for a travel while laying on the floor.
Yeah.
But that's really a common call, and we kind of expect it. If you find yourself laying on the floor with the ball, you might get called for a traveling violation.
I almost feel like he felt guilty, like he didn't call a foul as they were ripping it from Wiles, yeah. So he just called travel.
7:39, 65-55. Kathy with it for Jackson. 8 on the shot clock. Aquari Smith driving past. Clark pulls up, missed it. Kathy had a chance at the rebound, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds line, and that'll be KVCC ball. So it's a 10-point game. Jackson's got 7.5 to go here. They had a nice little run to get it back to within, what did we get to, about 5?
7 anyhow.
7.
Yep.
They could do it again. I think they got it in them. They just need to get that started with some made shots. Nice backup by Johnson. Pump fakes Kathy up off the ground. Kathy's going to foul him. They're going to say the foul was on the floor,
yeah,
I think.
The coaches don't like it, but I think that's a good call. It's on the floor.
That's what can happen if you pump fake and get that guy to come up flying at you.
Yeah.
He's going to foul you before you can even take a shot.
That's 4 fouls now, Colby Kathy as well.
20 on the shot clock, 7:15 to play, 65-55. Mitchell inbounds for the Cougars. Call him for somebody. He has to pass it out to Sherman McGinnis, and now we get it to Miles Johnson. Driving against Smith. Gets on the. They're going to call. Smith's going to get a blocking foul on the floor, too, I think, before the shot. No, they got gave Damian away from the play.
Oh, he didn't get a Quarry Smith on that?
Nope. I thought Smith was just going to get a hand check call, but it looks like it was Gabe Damian they gave it to. They'll float it in deep to Miles Johnson. Hands it off here to Kobe Clark. Davis coming off the screen. Nose Johnson, double screen for Clark. He drives into the basket. Tommaso LeBron, nice little piece of defense there. Good hands, but he did get some body contact, so I'm not surprised we see a whistle. And Jackson is caught back up in the foul territory, and the next one will be free throws for.
And that one, they didn't call a foul. They just said he was stepping on the out-of-bounds line as he was tying him up.
Which is maybe the right call, because I thought he did nice foot movement by LeBron and good hands to kind of swipe that away. Clark gets to Mitchell. He'll pull up a quick three with the shot clock winding down, and that gets strings. And that's a big three, 68-55.
If I was younger, I'd say that shot was cold.
Damian on the run out to Daniels. Daniels has just been missing from the offense too much here tonight.
You can tell his gait is a little off, too. So.
Yeah, I think he twisted something, and he's just trying to stay out there. Damian's for three. Missed out of the corner, rebound to Davis. Mitchell bring it up for the Cougars here now.
Maybe 0 for 6 from the three-point line now.
Mitchell taking his time, 16 on the shot clock. We're just over 6 minutes to play. Jackson trails by 13 at home. Mitchell gets a three-pointer off and another one that just touches the, misses all the iron, just the strings. Wiles got it. His team trails by 16. Crossing over against Davis, getting deep. Cross court to Daniels in the corner. His three is a little long. Rebound to Davis and hands off to Mitchell, and he'll slow it right down, and we're at 5:41.
They're running like a little 1-4 low for Mitchell right now. Everybody down on the baseline, just let him go one-on-one.
He's just going to let that shot clock run down a little bit. Make a move. They come up to double. He goes to Clark on the wing for three, and that's three straight triples for the Cougars. And now they turn him over on the inbound. LeBron's got such good hands. He knocked it away. He goes back to Miles Johnson. And then in the corner, making four straight triples here for the Cougars. 12-point run. Push it out to 22-point lead with 5:06 to play.
Felt like a seven-point lead just minutes ago and out to 22.
We'll take a 30-second break on the timeout here from the broadcast. Come back with the final 5:06 on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Yep. They're just... can't.
5:06 to play, 77-55, four straight triples here for the Cougars. Two from Mitchell, and then I think, do we get two from Clark?
Yeah, it's one of those games where if you were listening to us in the car and you stopped to get gas and you went out to pump your gas and got back in and said, what happened? They were just down seven. That was at 22. It happened fast and furious with 4 3-pointers and a couple of steals.
It's Wiles, Kathy, Aquari Smith, Alex Daniels, and Gabe Damian on the floor right now for Jackson. Damian off the dribble into the lane. There's a little stop and pull up and missed. Yeah, that was going in the first half. It hasn't fallen here in the second half for Damian. Clark into the lane, passes back out to Mitchell, and he's going to slow it right down as they've done the last few trips. Worked out for him, too, under 5 minutes to play.
So you're saying it's good with a 20-point lead to take 12 seconds off and then go score?
As Mitchell splits the D all the way to the rim for a finger roll. Scores at 79-55. Wiles goes down, miss. There's a rebound. Johnson out to run. Kobe Clark. Back to Johnson. It's loose for a moment. Johnson recovers it. Passes out. Clark in the corner. Fires for three. No. Rebound up high. Tap to Damian. He's looking up the floor for Aquari Smith. Gets into the air and finishes. Mitchell out, down to defend, but Aquari Smith able to get it to go past him. 79-57. 4 minutes on the clock.
And Devin Mitchell's such a good ball handler, too. You can't really go out and try to get from him and blow by you.
Yep. Smith just trying to defend, watch it as best he can. And now a screen comes. And Smith gets into the lane, knocks that ball away. Daniels with the loose ball. Wiles on the breakaway. And there's Mitchell making a steal back. And he'll go the other way, crosses over. Damey floats it up. Davis coming in for the alley-oop. Won't get the dunk to go, but Kobe Cathy stuck underneath. And he'll get called for the foul. And I think that's five for him.
Yeah, that is. That's going to be it for Cathy.
Well, we had a chance for an exclamation point there. And Davis couldn't quite elevate enough, but again, with the contact, not surprising.
Yep.
3:28 remaining here in the game, 79-57, and it's...
probably a good thing there's 3:28. Jackson's down to one sub left.
And that's Justin Davis at the line, 6'7", 195 from Kalamazoo Central High School. 3:28 left in this game, and then we'll take it to the conclusion of the Pistons broadcast.
And for KBC, Riley Schofield into the game. Haven't seen Riley yet, so some of the bench guys.
Yeah, Colin Coburn jumping up off the bench and checking in here in front of us. And they're still... I don't know if it's because you have the scorebook out or what, but they come right in front of us as though we're official somehow. I think it's clear that we're doing a radio broadcast, I thought, but...
we just look official.
Knowledgeable.
You know what? Ben Brower knew not to go to us. He's going down there.
Alex Smith trying to... there's a role reversal. Damey posting up, and Alex Smith trying to feed him. There's a Aquari Smith off the dribble. Fires deep two-pointer. Missed it. Rebounded. Cougars, 3 minutes to go, 81-57. And that's Devin Mitchell bringing up the floor. And we'll slow it down again. You know, this is kind of that... Jermaine Buckner kind of run this same offense at the end of that game between Vandercook Lake and Napoleon with no shot clock in that one. Seven on the shot clock now. Screen comes out from Clark. Dribbling around LeBron into the air. Mitchell off the window, and he's been really making these down the stretch, 83-57.
Yeah, Mitchell's got everything in his arsenal working tonight.
Damey with the ball. Clark goes for a steal attempt. Now they drop it down to Alex Smith. Back to the basket. Clears it out. Aquari Smith fires for three. Off front rim. And rebound battle and knocked out by Alex Smith. Fighting against Riley Schofield down there. Schofield's a big body. He's every bit of 6'7".
Yeah. And the Jets always have no quit in them. However, this is a game with... between injuries and fouls and lack of bodies, they might just soon say, we can be done.
Daniels came off the floor there with a, you could see that noticeable hobble in his gait. 2:04 to play, 83-57. So Alex Daniels comes out of the game. There's a move to the basket by Xavier Lewis, who's had some foul trouble and gets on the floor here for the final minutes, under 2 minutes to play. Nice give and go, Wiles to LeBron, back to Wiles. Inbound goes to KBCC. Three-pointer up from the wing for Colin Coburn, and the bench wanted it. Missed it. Rebound Jackson. Aquari Smith pulls up the long two-point shot and gets that to go. Minute 32 to play, 83-61. Xavier Lewis with the ball. As Mitchell's gone to the bench now. And they did get Parker Elliferts back in after the technical foul. He'll get some... few more minutes on the court. There's a pull up from Coburn at the free throw line. Colin Coburn hits. It's a final now. Rutgers beat Illinois 70-59.
Wow. There again. You lace them up in the Big Ten, you're going to be in for a battle.
You never know what you're going to get. Alex Smith out on the wing. LeBron under a minute. Trying to go down to Damey. Stolen by Lewis. Xavier driving and looking to feed. A cutter and an Elliferts almost saved it. Looked like it should have gone straight out of bounds. Riley Schofield, the intended running mate there for Lewis, and a turnover for KBCC with 46.4 to play. 85-61 is our score.
It's very likely going to be the Jets' last possession. Probably get a shot off, and then we'll probably see Kalamazoo just dribble out the clock, I'm guessing.
Damian to Alex Smith. Aquari Smith now on the wing. And there's a back cut for Alex Smith in the blush. We get a little something to cheer for the Jets here in the waning moments. 21 seconds. Shot clock is off. Xavier Lewis right here in front of us. Try and dribble it out here. 14 seconds. 85-63 looking like our final. Jackson gave him a run. Got back into it. Made it close for a little while. But just a stretch of hot shooting for the Cougars. Pushed the lead out big, and they never relinquished. And Mitchell down the stretch was just difficult to stop, nigh impossible if you really think about it. Devin Mitchell had a huge end of this game and really carried KVCC to the win. A shorthanded Jackson team tonight, but they make no complaints about it, and they went out and played very hard and had some very good moments tonight. So we'll take 3 minutes here in the post game. Compile our final statistics and wrap things up here from the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse, Jackson College. The final, though, KVCC 85, the Jackson Jets 63 here in Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
You're the man.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the final here at Jackson College 85-63. As the Jets gave it everything they had, but just came up a little short. And again, Jackson going with only 7 bodies tonight, and tough going. And I don't want to undersell at all how good KVCC is. That's a good team, and maybe the best we've seen in the ranks of these Jackson College opponents all season.
I think so. Being shorthanded, it was just tough to go against the Devin Mitchell Cougars. I mean, the Kalamazoo Valley Cougars tonight. I say that with respect to Devin Mitchell and the game he had.
Yeah, but it was kind of a three-headed monster that was really impressive, and that's Devin Mitchell, who ends up with 25 to lead all scorers. But then you had Miles Johnson, who was impressive himself, ends up with 12, and then 14 from Ross, the Pau Gasol clone, really showing a lot of game, too, and he was real creative and great footwork for a big man like that. So he had 14 points. Your leading rebounder for KVCC, Mitchell. So he did it all, scoring, rebounding, assists, and really just down the stretch carried them to that win. And even before they got those 12 points in a row off three-point shots, even when it was still close, they had kind of gone to that isolation offense with Mitchell, and that's really how the three-point barrage started, was him kind of going one-on-one, getting himself a three-point look and taking it and hitting it. And so, yeah, he just was impressive tonight down the stretch and really carried KVCC. They shot 8 of 26 from the three-point line, and Mitchell went 4 for 9, so that's a good percentage for a guy to go 4 for 9.
Yeah, and I was just looking at Jackson College's minutes, and four guys had to log over 30 minutes, including Aquari Smith never came out of the game. Yeah. Wiles came out just for a couple minutes there at the end. And
yep. Same with Daniels like only
well.
Came out late.
And that was limping out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tough one.
Our player of the game tonight, because we don't reward those road teams for coming in and playing well against us, is going to be Aquari Smith. Ends up with 24 points, 10 of 20 shooting, so 50% from the floor. Did struggle a little bit from three-point. The whole team did, only one triple made all night, 1 of 21 from beyond the arc. And hard to win when you shoot that poorly from a spot where they've got Alex Daniels and Aquari Smith, usually great from out there.
We're not accustomed to seeing anything under about 40% for the Jets.
21 minutes for Alex Smith. He had 9 rebounds. 19 minutes for Colby Cathy and some foul trouble there. He had 7 boards. 2 blocks for Cathy as well. He was real aggressive in that aspect, trying to be that backside defender to stop the penetration. So a tough loss tonight for Jackson. And they will go to, on the season, let me pull out my paper here, Jackson now 8-7 in the conference, 15-10 overall, and they've got 3 games to play to try and earn themselves a playoff spot. Saturday they're at Lake Michigan, Monday the 21st they're at Ancilla, and Wednesday the 23rd they're home against Mid-Michigan, and I'd like to get all 3 of those
Yeah, and you know, we're just on the radio doing the games, and so it's easy for us, and I think it's legit for us to say, well, they're shorthanded and stuff, but if you're Coach Johnson, you got to say, guys, it doesn't matter. We can't cry about that or,
right.
You know, say that as an excuse. We're going to have to go
just
win some
games.
Just
the way it is. Yeah,
it is the way it is.